From whom did you learn of our interests on Naboo? Plagueis asked. The Grand looked to his comrades, but found no support in their abrupt silence. From whom? Plagueis repeated. A low of resignation escaped Team.
We were approached by subtext mining, following the unexplained disappearance of some of its members, the ones I encountered on Sojourn, I suspect.
They were in fine health when they left the gathering, Hill said.
Team nodded.
I'm certain they were.
Why did subtext approach you? Plagueis said. Team hesitated, then said,
To inform us that you are involved in a deal for the plasma,
trusting that you would try to subvert our efforts by making them public, Hill said.
The Grand snorted.
First you strike a deal with Gardula that favors Tatooine over Manastair, and now Naboo's plasma captures your attention, despite your offer to increase the cost of Manastair's energy exports. So why shouldn't we have alerted your opponents on Naboo, when you would have done the same?
Plagueis waited for him to finish, and for a group of pod racers to pass. Then he fixed his gaze on the assembled Grand. You harm yourselves by attempting to sabotage us. The Protectorate could have profited from Naboo, as the Trade Federation will, but no longer. Paxteam's huge feet slapped the floor of the private box.
We refuse to be demeaned. Again, I remind you, Magister, that promises were made.
Plagueis smiled inwardly. It was true that Tenebris had had plans for the Grand. At one time, Pax Team had been put forth as someone the Sith could move into the Chancellorship and manipulate from a distance into making mistakes that would bring the Republic to its knees. But Plagueis had now begun to explore other options.
We are not without allies and cronies in the Senate, Team was saying in a huff. We can crush any legislation you wish to see passed, or arrange for your bills and no-bid contracts to languish in procedure for years. We'll put one of our own into the Chancellorship. We'll deny the Trade Federation shipping rights on Kinyon and along the trade spine. We'll turn the Dugs loose on the Munes.
He glared at Plagueis.
You'll never get what you want, Magister.
On the contrary, Plagueis said, as he and the other Munes were rising. I already have what I want. A rousing cheer went up from the stands as a Tung pilot overtook the favored Dug. Plagueis turned to Hill as they were exiting the private box. Order the Sun Guards to retrieve the miners we marooned in the Tingalan. Execute them and have their bodies dumped at the gates of Subtext Mining's corporate headquarters on Corellia.